Okay, so first I just want to say something that was on my mind that I just saw over Shabbos. Really, this wasn't planned, but I saw this over Shabbos, and I think it's very interesting. In Taf Ayin Hey, Sif Aleph is talking about what you're supposed to do when we have Rachza, Maitzi, Matzah, Mara, and Kairit. So it just takes you through. You're supposed to wash your hands, you take the matzahs, you make a bracha, Maitzi, make a bracha, chidas matzah. You know, the different halachas. And then he gets to Kairich. And the Mechaber says like this. This is Sif Aleph. Taf Ayin Hey, Sif Aleph. Near the end of Sif Aleph, after he talks about Maru, he says, V'achakach noitel matzah shlishis. So then you take the third matzah, b'itzeh amimenu, v'karcha im amara, v'toivu v'charesis. So then you do a Kairich with the Maru. Take the third matzah, you make a sandwich with the Maru. The toivah b'charesis, you dip it in charesis. V'yeshaybim. And the Rama says, some say you do not toivah it in the charesis. V'cheinu b'minhagim. L'maisa arminig is to dip it into the charesis. V'aymer you say, zeichil ha-mikdash kehil. Right? We all know, this is what we do, right? We say zeichil ha-mikdash kehil before we eat the kairach. V'aychon b'yachad b'haseba. And then you eat it together, the matzah and the mara, together b'haseba. With leaning, which is a shayla, do you need to lean or not? Mechaber passes, you need to lean. Umishabeirach, and then listen how the mechaber ends. Umishabeirach alachilas matzah. Now, when you make the bracha alachilas matzah, right, that's before you have the matzah. Right, we're not talking before the kairach, before the matzah, you make a bracha alachilas matzah. Lo yasiach bedavar, you should not say it, you should not talk at all. She'enim inyan asuda, ad she yoichel kri chazu, until you eat this sandwich. Kedei shetala birchas achilas matzah ubirchas achilas mar gam lekrichazu. So you should not talk, right? This is the thing we always warn everybody. Before we wash, everyone should know we shouldn't talk until we're done with the kairach. Right? In case we haven't spoken enough during Magid, you know, people want to talk between the matzah and the mar or whatever. Okay, so you're not supposed to talk till after you finish kairach. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Chaf. He's on that you should say the Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel. He says, Ayin Be'alacha. Look at the Be'alacha says. Now you look at the Be'alacha. The Be'alacha here says, V'aymer Zeichel Mikdash.
I don't
like
the right page.
No, you don't. Look at the Be'alacha. It says, Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel. Kasha, Haloyamirzu Havi Hefsik. Vein Bracha LeBracha. Vein Bracha LeKricha, sorry. Wait a second. Well, Mechaber just said you shouldn't talk, but when you say zeichel mikdash, that's talking.
What you're doing.
All right.
Are you allowed to say?
No, but the that's a good point. But the Baralach is asking. He knows that, right? And he's asking. And it's a hefsek. When I say zeichel mikdash hill, it's a hefsek. V'amechaber ba'atz minisayim shein l'asiyah kedei shetala berchas achilas on the kricha. So the Mechaber says, Mechaber just said you shouldn't talk. And then he says that you should say Zechel Mikdash Kehillel. How is it possible? It's a hefsek. V'daychik loymer, that gama mirazu havim inyan hasuda. Don't say that this is me'inyan hasuda. Like Rabbi Yannick jumped at me right away. K'may tol baruch. It's not. This is not me'inyan hasuda. Me'inyan hasuda is give me the salt. I need to dip it in the salt. I need something for right now. Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel says, okay, I just want to let everybody know that what we're doing now is a Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel. That's not Minyan Asuda. So he says, that's not Minyan Asuda. So that's a daichik to say that. Uba emes, loy matzasi l'shum paisik hai lishna shakasav ha-mechaber. I never found any paisik that says this lashon that the mechaber says that you should say Zeichel Mikdash. What do they say? Rakas with the other paisikim say, dekricha zuhu Zeichel Mikdash. That is telling you that what we're doing is a Zeichel HaMikdash, but not that you should say it. And listen what he does. And this is the Be'alacha. So sometimes, you know, Mishnah Be'alacha is a kasha. So okay, he leaves it as a kasha. It's hard for him. He says, he says, maybe Mechaber, when he says, it's Lav Dafka. First you should eat. What he means is that first you should eat, and then after you finish the kairach, then you should say Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel. Velulei demistafina, strong words. Velulei demistafina hava amina. If I wouldn't be scared, then I would say, did tzarach loymer b'mechaber, that the mechaber, you have to change the lashon of the mechaber. That you should say v'toyvah b'charoisis Zeichel Mikdash Kehillah. Ukolosh Nashas, Vachal Paiskin. Vahai Va'aymer, this that he says, Va'aymer, who shit for the Lishna. It's a mistake. Vitzarachin. So he leaves off Tzarachin. So, I mean, Maisa, I saw that.
That means that we don't have an answer? Or?
Yeah, he doesn't have an answer to this question. He doesn't understand
so
how you can play.
Just for answer.
So the question is, so what do we do?
You can live with a kasha.
So, live with a kasha, but what you should do? You're coming to the Seder.
It's hectic or not.
You're coming to the Seder, what should you do? So, Lechaira.
You can live with a kasha.
Okay, so Lechaira, if you have a suffix, anytime you have a suffix with these things, why would we want to get ourselves above the suffix? Shave al tasin. Say Zechum and Jishol afterwards.
Right.
So this is bothering me on Shabbos. I just saw this.
Because everyone says it out loud.
Everybody says it before, right? That's the minute.
What is it you can do?
He doesn't say it afterwards. But anyway, I did see, just now, I just ran upstairs before, that's why I was late. I just ran upstairs before and I saw that. Yeah. So I just saw before on this that Lamaisa, the Darkei Moshe, which is the Ramah, the Darkei Moshe says that you should say it. Va'ayma.
Oh, yeah.
He does say Va'ayma.
He doesn't answer, he doesn't address the question, he just paskin says.
No, but you should say it. I'm saying, the Be'alacha is saying he didn't see any place that says in this Lashon that you should say Zeichon Lekin. Lamaisa, the Darkei Moshe does say that. And he brings it from the Mara from somebody else also. And Dr. Moshe's not saying it himself, he brings it from someone. So Lamaisa, it is brought down that, you know, this thing of saying it. So like we're not from left field.
What do you do?
You know? So but it seems that the minig is to say it. It seems that the minig is to say it. It was just interesting that you would think that when you have a suffix and you don't want to get into a bracha levatala or a hefsek. Like, how do you want to make it into a hefsek? You would think that the halacha should be that Sheval Tasa, you don't do anything. But here, okay, apparently the minig got passed on. That the minig is that we do say it. So I wouldn't suggest not saying it if that's your minig, you know, but it's just
like,
an interesting.
It's like talking about
okay, so let's.
Shalom, but we go to Shalom and hear about songs.
That's another good minig. Yeah. Okay, so now let's get into what I wanted. So now we're going to talk about drinking Dalet Kaisis, so we're allowed to have grape juice. That's always a good question, right? So the Gemara Daf Mem Tesam Abayz in the Darim, it's a famous Gemara. There's also a Gemara brought other places, or the same concept. That the Gemara says like this: Rabbi Yehuda Hava Yosef Kamei Rav Tarfon. Rabbi Yehuda was sitting before Rav Tarfon, and Rav Tarfon said to him, "Wow, your face looks so bright today. Such a bright face today." And he says, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Oh yeah, yesterday I was in the field and I ate some of these beets without salt. So it really brightened up my face." That's what he said. But anyway, then the Gemara says that the real story was that there was another story that this Roman woman asked Rabbi Yehuda again. He says, "Amra hi metronisa Rabbi Yehuda, Moira v'Ravi." Also, his face looked really shiny, which she understood to mean that he's drunk. So he said to her, she said to him, "Well, you're pastening when you're drunk. You know that halacha, but you're not a pastening when you're drunk. You're such a big rav, Masama. You're getting shyless every minute. How can you, go sleep it off and come back?" Amalah, so he said to her, basically, he said, "Emnusa biyada dahiitza itaimna el kiddusha v'avdalta v'abra kasa de piska." Now I'm letting you know, I swear, whatever, that I don't drink any wine other than kiddush, havdalah, and dalad kaisis on Pesach. And then he says, not only that, but even from that wine, I get so sick, v'chugrani tzud'oi min ha-pesach ha-ratzeres, that I have to tie my head because I have such a headache from Pesach until Shavuos, just from those four kaisis of wine. So I'm not the kind of guy that enjoys drinking. So that's what he was saying there. And still, okay, but what do you see from this Gemara?
Even if you suffer, you have to drink Garbatosa.
So you see from this Gemara that even if somebody has a lot of trouble drinking Dalet kaisis of wine, you would see that unless you would say, "Oh no, maybe it was Rabbi Yehuda because he's a Midas Chasidus," but a regular person wouldn't. So let's see. So that's the Gemara. And then there's also other stories that is brought down, other stories about the same idea, that these certain different Amirayim had such trouble drinking wine that they would have such headaches from Pesach until Shavuot. So there's a Shaila that came into the Rashba, which is the first page over here. The Shaila came in that somebody wanted to know, he doesn't drink wine the whole year because it really bothers him. So it's in Simen Reish Lamed Ches, it's the Shaila. It says, Misha Einu Shoyse Yain Kol Hashanam Neshem Azikai. He doesn't drink the whole wine because it hurts him. It bothers him. He hates it. Maushi Yasikol Seder Al Pas. He wants to do the Seder on bread. You know, if you can't drink wine, you make Kiddush on bread. He doesn't mean bread, he means matzah. Kamisha Einu Yain Shoyse Seder Al Pas. The same way somebody doesn't have wine. The same if you don't have wine, you can do the Seder al pas. So then the same thing. If you hate wine, you cannot stomach it. So then you should also be able to make the Seder and have, you know, the Seder on the pas instead of drinking wine. Tshuva. Mistabr shakoshi yesh le yayin. Anybody that has wine, tzarech lidchay kesatz mei velishtais. You got to force yourself to drink it. Could abner bihuda bar eloi. The loy haba shasi chamer b'shasi arbakasi. Like bihuda bar eloi, he did not drink at all any wine, and still he drank Dalat Kaisis, Va'imcha Grani Tsudai, Mi Piskav Anatata, and he would say that I have such headaches from my Pesach Lashus, Rabbi Yoina, the Garcina Birishami, Rabbi Yoina Shasi Abakasi Delay Piskav, Akazak Reshe, Anatata. And then him also, and then he brings in some other, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Shasi Abakasi, this is from the Yishami. He's not Benadarim. He says, and even though somebody does not have wine, you can do it on Matzah, he says, no, ain't done an Efsher. So anyway, the bottom line is the Rajah was passing like from this Gemara that no, it's not, you can't learn some Mius Chasidus or anything. This is the Halacha. The Halacha is if you have wine, you got to force yourself to drink it, even if it's going to bother you.
Even if it hurts you.
Huh?
Even if you say like the first Kesha Pesach, not the...
He's saying all Dalat Kaisis?
Yeah, that's the first Kosh.
All Dalat Kaisis, he's saying. All Dalat Kaisis.
Would he say the same thing for Stam Kiddush Friday night, the Raisa?
Oh, that's a good point. But he doesn't say it. Right. It doesn't seem that they would apply for that. And it's a good shot. It's a good
article.
Why not?
You're right.
There isn't any nechiris. But this Gemara, you would think from this Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda Balai pushed himself Kiddush, Havdal, and Dalat Kaisis. So he doesn't make the chiluk between nechiris, even though it's a good point, and maybe that's why the place can only bring this by Dalat Kaisis and not by Kiddush.
What about mixing it with Dalat Kaisis?
Yeah. So
you're going to ask him to do Dalat Kaisis with matzah.
So you're not going to drink it all the places.
I guess you're not going to make
a very pure golf. Right. So
basically,
Kish
for the first thing we do with the pasuk, only the Kiddush part of it.
Right, so you would make Kiddush on the matzah, whatever. You make Kiddush. I mean, you wouldn't make Amaitzi, you're not doing that, but you make the Kiddush.
So mixing it?
Okay, so yeah, so we'll get to that, yeah. But let's just talk concern of wine right now. So, Chayru, it seems from here that wine. You got to drink the wine even if it's mazik. Now look at this Maram Shek, which is the next page. So you're not going to see the whole thing, but we'll see just the first part is very interesting. So Nishalti, it's the Chubas, and sorry, this is the newest version that I can get my hands on. So the Maram Shek says Nishalti, he had a shayla like this. B'chaylish amalai harayfim b'azhara gedayla. A chayla that the rayfim, the doctors told him, b'azhara gedayla. Shalo yoychel matzamar. The doctor said, I'm telling you, it's not good for you. Do not eat this matzah. Vim yoichel yeh b'sakana gedayla. And if he eats it, the doctor tells me he's going to be in a big sakana. V'achayla. Can you hear this? V'achayla reitza l'hachmer al asmer v'lechel. He doesn't want to listen to the doctor. He wants to be machmer. And he wants to eat. Who's going to miss out on eating matzah and mar the night of Pesach? Irashay levarich. Is he allowed to make a bracha on the matzah mar? So if he doesn't... Really, the shayla should be, is he allowed to eat the matzah mar? Is he allowed to eat it? You're going against the doctor, you're putting yourself in a muslim sakana gedayla? Who says you're allowed to do that?
You can't.
You cannot.
You can't, but if you're doing it, you can't,
yeah.
Make a
yeah. Well, Harry, you're right. Yeah. Harry, you can't put yourself in a sakana gedayla like this. But anyway, this guy wants to eat, so he wants to make a bracha. So he wants to know, can I make a bracha? If he mashed because of a taste of the condition that flamed out for shame in the time, the Noshim Abturis, the Mitzvah Zesh has man grummy, Chayim Lahach, Melasses of Arif, Vachanami Kane. So do we say the same way that women, right? Women are potted from Mitzvah Zesh has man grummy, right? But still, when they do it, they could make a bracha, even though they're potter. So maybe you say the same thing here, even though the guy's bad some potter.
He's not even potter, my son.
Why is the guy stuck on a good day? He's a Ninus.
Oh,
he's Mechuyib. Oh, it's awesome. Oh, very good. Okay, so you're saying it's even better, right? Idilma, maybe say, the Khan have a mitzvah above Aveira. Maybe over here it's a mitzvah above Aveira, like you're saying. Ulefi ani is daiti pashid to Einar Ashay Lechel. It's pashid, he's not allowed to eat. Veinar Ashay Levarach, he's also not allowed to make a bracha. Ulechayr belav hachim is hafkali. Without this, I have a shayla. Im eichel davish a mazik leather bias gufay. Somebody eats something that's mazik him for his health. Imikri klal achila. Is that called achila b'chlal? It might not even be called achila. Dariyama b'yuma daf peyam adbeiz. We say in Yuma. Dim oichel achila gasa. Somebody's achila gasa. Oi kaisim sha'ira. Oi kaisis sa'ira. It's also, it's magas mazikim. Potter. Mishum desiv ki yoichel prat lamazik. So this is talking about Yom Kippur, right? Yuma. So somebody, Yom Kippur, somebody eats achila gasa. He's potter. Or if he eats this other thing that's mazikim, why? Because the pasuk says ki yoichal, which the gemara makes the drasha is ki yoichal prat lamazik, not if something's going to be mazik you. Upirsha ram perak yud betrumas hayul mazik alagufay la mikra achilu shtira. Since it's a mazik to you, that's not called eating and drinking. Memkei nachanami. So therefore, so too over here, if you're eating, is not called eating at all. Because we didn't see this yet, but he's going to help us out here. Eich pasuk b'shulchan aruch. The shulchan aruch is going to paskin in simon tafayin bay sif yud, which we did not see. Maybe we should have seen it first. So the shulchan aruch paskins in tafayin bay sif yud. Demisha mazik lo shtiyas yayin. Somebody who the drinking of wine is mazik him. Yidchay katzmei lishtois. He should force himself to drink it. Aval pisha mazikay. And that's the halacha. That's the halacha. The halacha is that you have to force yourself to drink it, even though it's mazik you. The kol shekin shadin kelin yematzamara. For sure, the halacha would be the same thing by matzamara. Vamai. So he has a kasha. I don't understand. V'haki yoichel prat lamazik. That's not called achila. It's not called shtia. You're not drinking dalat kaisis now. You're drinking motor oil. It's being mazik.
It's not really mazik, by the way. It just gives you a big headache.
No. That's what I'm saying. A person that it is mazik.
Wine could be mazik someone,
yeah. I mean, so you want to say...
People a headache. And the Gemara also gave a headache.
Come on,
so you're saying that that's not called mazik.
It's calling it mazik, yeah, but it doesn't mean
there's 6%. See, what's the gutter of mazik? Sweet, bubbly, fizzy wine. I mean, seriously.
I don't think they have that.
But some people can't have wine. They have rosacea or whatever. Yeah, they touch the wine. They really get bothered by it. So it could be maybe a headache. It would not be considered a mazik. Maybe a headache's just like a mechush. You know, like.
Do you think it's a real
hazard? I mean, yeah, it's a good child. What exactly the gather of mazik is, but. Whatever mazik is, he's saying that the mechaber passes, you have to drink it. You have to drink the dalat kaisis. So he says, you understand? Well, mikri achila, it's not called achila at all. The ain loimer. Now he's going to say, oh, you're going to say a lumdish thing. There's someone's going to like this. And you're going to say, no. Tahad davar ha mazik loy mikri achila. Something that's mazik, that's not called achila. When is that? Hainu amenei mitzvah. No, that's only when it's not a mitzvah. Vahoyo delav orche de inchi lechol davar mazik. Since people don't eat motor oil. So therefore, just because you want to eat marmalade, that's not, you can't make a bracha on that. Avam hu mitzvah, if it's a mitzvah to drink it, achshavei mitzvah se achshavei. So it's like the mitzvah obviously is saying that this is not motor oil. So even though for you, you feel that it is that way because of being mazik you, if the mitzvah says that you have to drink it, then that's achshavei. Same thing. He would say the same thing. Like, see, kol shekin, whatever you're going to say by wine, if it's going to be kol shekin and matzamara. Lias nikra achila, so therefore it's called achila. Rachmana achshavei. The Torah is achshavei. The Torah says that this is achila. Guess what? It is achila. V'neimet b'kiya gavna, filo davra mazik, mikra achila. Maybe you'll say that in this type of case. Even something that's mazik is called achila. Ze einai. You cannot say this for. Why? It brings a riot. That may be a vomistaf, and a mamal alpha. I mean, okay, he says that, it brings a riot, whatever. You cannot say that just because it's a mitzvah, that means that it's considered achshavei. Okay, so now let's go to Venera. Venera, and this is his chiddush, big chiddush. Tahad mamitim kiyoicha prat lamazik. This svar that we have, which is the next paragraph, yeah? This that we say that kiyoicha prat lamazik, hainum hu mazik loy miyad, bishas achilosai ushtiyosai. The second that it touches your mouth, it's mazik you. Vim kain, ein einanim imenu miyad, he's not has any enough from it immediately. V'chein kasav sham b'sefer tois. Something. But if he has hana, later on he gets a headache or whatever. Then shaper mikri achila. So that's called achila.
So unless he's actually allergic, unless he actually touches his lips and his face blows up twice the size, like then it's not called mazik. Is what basically you're saying.
Yeah. So he's saying right. So he's saying that if you enjoy it, if you're having hana from it, that's not achila. So you enjoy headache, it right away. If you're enjoying wine, you enjoy the taste of wine. Thus, you know that in 20 minutes you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for it. That's too bad, you know. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah now. So the Mishnah Berurah in Tafai and Beis.
I think we're going on an allergy.
Tafai and Beis. Tafai and Beis. Ah, Sif Yud. Tafayim Bein Sif Yud. Mi she'en ha-shoyse yayin m'nei sh'mazika yisaylein. So Mechaber passes, if somebody does not drink wine the whole year because it bothers him, it's mazik him or he hates it. Tzarech lidchayk atzmei v'lishtois l'kai mitzvah sabakaisis. He's got to force himself to drink it. Now let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah.
Where's
Tafayim Bein Sif Yud, I just read, which really was brought down already in the Maram Shik. And now the Mishnah Berurah, Mimnei Shemazikai. What does it mean, Mazikai? Sif Katan Lamed Hey. Right column. Right Zaloimar. What does it mean, that Mazikai? It's for Baruch. Right Zaloimar. Shemitstar Bishtiyosai. He's mitstar by drinking it. The Kayev Bereisha Mizeh. The Ein Bechlazeh Kashiyipal Mishkav Mizeh. But this is not included if somebody really gets it. Mimnei Mishkav is like a Chayla Shemay Sakam. So, even the Maram Shik, by the way, I don't read it, the Maram Shik agrees that if someone's going to become a chayla because of this, then he doesn't have to drink. This means that it really bothers you, it's mazik you, but you don't have to go lie down and take medicine.
So then,
the Mishnah Berurah is saying that a chayla shem b'sakon also, if somebody's being there for Mishka, he doesn't, that's not included. But someone who's mishtar b'siyasa v'kay b'reishai, that's someone who's potter. Yeah, what are you saying?
So if you're over 13, then it sounds like a mother can't tell their child that they can't drink 4 cups of wine, right? Because it's a mitzvah, you can't.
Okay, you're saying you're going to get to whether you have to listen to
your
mother.
I'm asking.
No, the child is just telling you to drink the grapes instead of the wine. If the grapes are
right.
Fine.
Yeah. Right, okay, but so let's, it sounds like
I'm not going to get involved between what you have to do with your mother or not. Right? That's, you know. Keep it up, aim. I'm not getting involved.
I'm just trying to see where. What spectrum does this you know this falls of you have to drink wine?
Let's just assume that you're having your own seder by yourself in your room, and then you don't have to worry about any other considerations. So some want to say that this machlokes is between Mishnah Berurah and the Maram Shik, because Mishnah Berurah says if it's mazigu, it's if you're mitzar, and I'm sorry. Wait a second.
Put you in bed, then you don't have to drink it.
No, he says you still have to drink it. Hold on a minute.
You don't have to drink it, it's going to put you in bed.
Meaning if it's Kaikarash, meaning you still have to do it.
Okay, this is something. Okay, fine. This is something else. But anyway, yeah. So, okay. So, someone to say from Maram Shik, maybe it's not in the Plakers, but someone to say from Maram Shik that you still have to force yourself to drink it, even though it's mazigi, right? That's Pasha what he says. But the Shaila really is if by drinking it, you when you drink it, you don't like it. So sometimes, right, it's mostly gay when it comes to women. So some women enjoy wine, and they just they can't handle 4 cups. Some women cannot handle the taste of wine. They just they're disgusted.
White Moscato dessert wine, bubbly. Right.
So it would seem that the Maram Shik's gather, is only if you enjoy the wine. But it's going to be mazikyu later. So some right. So if your wife enjoys the wine, just that she can't handle so much. So then you're in a different league than somebody whose wife does not enjoy the wine at all. She can't handle it. She doesn't have any enough from it. Because Maram Shik is saying, since you're nana from it right away, so then only it's mazik you later. So then he's saying that's why you have to push yourself to do it. But it would seem to the Maram Shik that if she has no enough from the wine at all, then it would seem that you would not be included in this.
They didn't have grape juice at that.
Okay, so.
It's also the mashmai says that, you know, there's all the half of the wine without the sugar, and it's the best wine, you know, but that taste does not taste very good.
You mean the sugary wine?
No, the non, like
the non sugar. Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, this makes it sound like, you know, if it's going to be easier to go down, maybe it's better to have a wine that tastes better.
mean that you can be saved. You can enjoy. Yeah. Okay, so let's take a look also at Lamed Zayin. So Sivkat Lamed Zayin says the Mishnah Berurah Abrakais is v'yachol amazgay heitiv. If you could dilute it. Achim binyche adayin roil kiddush. Ma'asi, you still need it to be roil kiddush. So you see here, first thing you can dilute it. So if the only way you can drink the wine is by diluting it a little bit, but it still has to be roi for kiddush. So you can't dilute it so much that it wouldn't be considered roi for kiddush. It can't be water with a little bit of wine in it. And then he says the gam yachalika yain samukim aichamar medini. You can also take yain samukim and or chamar medina. Now it's yadua. I mean, the Ramesha has a whole tshuva about chamar medina. It's really tough to pinpoint a chamar medina where you're not going to run to machlekes. So chamar medina really should not.
What are you talking about?
Chamar medina.
What is?
Oh, chamar medina is like it's a drink that's chashav in the medina. It's considered
Coke or beer.
So that's the question. The question exactly is, what is it? What's considered a drink? But the point is, there's different parts to it. But the bottom line is that Ramesha basically said, if you go through the Inyan, you find out that there's really no clear Chamar Medina, which everybody agrees about, is Chamar Medina. So therefore, you can't really be Saimach. You don't want to be Saimach on Chamar Medina.
What was the first thing?
Yain Samukin is a very interesting type of Yain Samukin. It's a... Chochan Rav said exactly how it is, but it doesn't seem that we have this type of wine in this Manazan at all. So the last thing is Chuvas on August, which is about talks about a little bit about grape juice. So the last page is Chuvas on Haggis, which is Ramesh's term.
Yeah.
Mi'a Kapanim.
Second column.
Yakapan. So it's a whole tshuva. He's talking about two things. He's talking about yain mavushal, and he's talking about grape juice. So yain mavushal, we know that there's a lot of people are mocked to drink by the Seder wine that's not mavushal. Right? That's what you're talking about. Chumrah to not have yain mavushal by the Seder. Okay, miyakapanim. And miyakul lizval yain v'lay katzman. If somebody can drink the wine and he does not get disgusted from it, v'lay mazik loy klal. Afshalur ma b'kiddush mitzvah min amukher b'mavushal dafka. Even though the Ramah says that it's a mitzvah of b'mavushal. Nirish b'mavushal kishalonu, v'mefra p'pesach mitzvah min amukher b'yayin. I'm b'mavushal, and on Pesach, it's mitzvah nukha to use wine. Shal Rashi b'mavushal yayin b'mavushal shakal. According to Rashi, yayin b'mavushal does not have a din of wine at all.
What?
According to Rashi, when you cook up the wine, so it loses its wine properties. It's considered right. So
why? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I know.
According to Rashi, it's not wine anymore.
According to Rashi, it's just wine. According to Rashi, it's just a shakal. Yeah.
So you couldn't make kiddush on it.
Right. According to Rashi. Now, v'chein there shita sarav perichav tes milchah shabbos ain yoytz mevushal. He also says you're not yoytz with the yain mevushal. The actual halacha naktin shiyoytz mevushal. The halacha is that you are. The halacha is your yoytz mevushal. Just there are shitas of rishayim that are chayik Rashi and Rambam. Roy lotzis mitzvah zoyz dal koisus lekuliyami. You want to be yoytz the mitzvah dal koisus according to everybody. You don't want to be yoytz samechan tzemi. By yoytz midvareinu shalal halacha. So what it comes out from our whole shtickler here, which you can look at if you want. So the whole shtickler ha'ikur shiyoytz miyayim mevushal. You are yoytz with yayim mevushal. You could be yoytz. And that's halacha. You have a chayla or a zaken, somebody who's older, or somebody that does not detest wine. So yayin mevushal is easier to drink. It's already cooked up. It's not a shtar. And also women that they do not have to be mach. And listen to this. Ugedayla Yisrael k'may hagoyin mitchevin, hagoyin from chevin. Umarin hagriz and zatzal, and also the briskerov. The Chazanish, people that were not known to be mekel, Nagula Hakav Mitzanavim, they were naik to be mekel with grape juice. Gamla Dalat Kaisis, Vein Lefak Vein Bizeh. You don't have to worry about it.
That's even worse than the Bushel, isn't it?
Grape juice. Yeah. Rak Lefid Vareinu, according to what we're saying, in Hubari, if he's a strong person, Roy Lelahadr, Shishal, this is Yain Gomer. If you're a strong person, you should drink wine. Ayakapadim La'arev Hamitz in my yain, or to mix grape juice with wine.
Is
Shaitan Chazak Shayan.
That's how they make the concentrate. They cook it up.
Chazanish says it's good. So the Chazanish is okay. So now go to somebody I saw. So I saw that one of the.
It's okay
to mix it. No, that's how they make it. They cook it out and make it into concentrate and then mix it up.
Now I saw two interesting things. I just wanted to say I saw two interesting things.
Yeah.
One thing I saw is that somebody wanted to say that it's no raya from the Chazanish and the Rizkarov. Because they only drank it when they were older. But anyway, so the Shiloh is like this. So we know that there's an inyan to have yayin that's not mavushal, right? So
is it because of the people that might be at your seder, or is it because of a different reason?
No, because it's more chashav yayin that's not mavushal. So there's two reasons why there's a hakpada to have wine that's not mavushal. Two main reasons that's brought by Kiddush. It's not over here by Pesach. The two reasons are is that because you want wine that's roi to be menasech on the mizbeach. In order to pour wine onto the mizbeach, it cannot be that it's mevushel, because mevushel is not chashav anymore. Once it's cooked, it's not chashav. It cannot be.
Is that true for Kiddush?
So yeah, this is brought by Kiddush. There's a chumra to have wine that's not mevushel by Kiddush also. Yeah. So that's not mevushel. It's not mevushel. So that's one reason. The other reason is that when you cook up the wine, it makes it not as chashav anymore. And since it's not chashav, it's the lashon is this nishtana ligrayusa. It's changed for the worse when you cook it. So those are two things. Now our wine, this is why some say that it's not even a chumra anymore to be machmer to get yayin asam bushel, is that our wine, even the, you know, that wine that's not bushel is pasteurized.
Also not fit for
me. So if it's pasteurized, it's already getting cooked.
So it's cooked anyway.
So even the wine that's not mavushal is getting pasteurized, and therefore.
So how come it doesn't make a difference
with yayin nesach? As you're saying, why? So what about yayin nesach? Oh, yeah. So by yayin nesach, and also by yayin nesach, by yayin nesach. Right, I think that's the same thing. Right, that since no. So I'm going right. So since it's right, so that's why it's not right for the mizbeach anymore.
Right, but everyone's
okay.
Makbid if it's not
mavushal. If it's not mavushal, then you're missing out that reason. The reason that it's not right to be nazach on mizbeach, you're also going to have that problem by when it's not mavushal because they pasteurize it. Once they pasteurize it, it's not right to be on the mizbeach.
So if a guy touches.
Yes, that's why. That's why it could be. It could be much more makel by that. In economy, yeah.
For any wine now.
Well, I'm not. Wait, yeah. That's a whole sugya. But there's definitely more of a reason to be makel, even by stam yenum. It's called stam yenum.
Right.
Okay, but I'm saying it's a whole sugya. But by, even by regular wine, it could be even. When Gaim touch it could be that. But our wine, even if it's not mavushal, you still might not have to throw out the wine. Now it could be more machmer anyway. But I'm just saying that you see for that since it's pasteurized, so it's not roif mizbech anyway. So no matter what wine you're drinking by the seder, it's not going to be roif mizbech. So what about the other reason? It's the shana l'griyusa. So he says even the yayin mavushal is the way that they cook it is in a closed container. It's so, not cooked like in a.
It goes
like,
through pipes, actually. It's a flash process. What they do.
Yeah. So
it goes through very very quick and it's flash at a very very high degree temperature. That's how they do it.
So, it's contained within the pipe.
It's all contained.
Right. So it's all contained in the pipe. So it says so that way that's not called nishtana l'griyusa. When it's cooked, when it's covered by,
they don't sit there in a pot boiling it outside, right?
Yeah. So when it's done that way, so it's not nishtana l'griyusa either. So both reasons are really not negeya b'zman hazeh, because nishtana l'griyusa you're not going to have even by yayin mavushal, and yayin shein mavushal that the reason that you're trying to get because you can be menasech on the mizbeach, you can't do because ours are pasteurized. And even going to say that it doesn't get all the way yatzilah, there's still enough of a chashash that it shouldn't be going to the mizbeach if it's pasteurized. So it could be, you know, not to drive ourselves crazy that to get yayin that's not mavushal.
You're not gaining by not drinking mavushal.
Right, so that's why some placements say that this whole thing of yayin that's not mavushal anymore is not really. So what are we coming out? We're coming out like this. So this is what I think. We're coming out. If somebody enjoys wine, and if you're, you know, you can handle the wine, you just might get a little sick later, or your stomach, you should drink the wine. Mm-hmm. If your wife is, she bats and enjoys wine, So they have these very small shiurim. Like, they have small shiurim. And best is to mix it with some grape juice if she really can handle 4 cups of it.
Yeah.
Because she enjoys it. She should be drinking it if she enjoys it. But if your wife, mamish, can't touch wine, she doesn't enjoy the taste. I know, my wife, she can barely take a little bit of the kiddush from kiddush. You can't handle it. So it's just torture. So that's not chayrus if it's going to be torture. So I'm saying, but if somebody's sick, somebody has a good enough reason that they should use this, there's enough to be
cited. The factor was great, just careful.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, you see the brisket rub and the chazan shalal.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's the thing. Anal factor was that.
Great.
So that's coming up.
So okay. Even if you like one,
once you have.
No, because even he says that someone who's a bari, someone who's strong, you can drink wine. It's better to drink wine. Yeah. And also chayrus. I mean, Rav Moshe does have a thing. I think when that wine that's mishtaker is really chayrus, the wine that is able to be mishtaker.
Meaning
yeah,
not
so really,
it's not a mishtaker. With wine, but if you're sick or old,
yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
You're a woman. Women are very inferior.
Okay.
Before that.